You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning, the views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it! Yeehaw. Hey, it's another great day. You know my philosophy is any morning that you wake up is a great day. That's what my wife says. Oh, you're up again, eh?
As long as you didn't show yourself.
We've got, as usual, an interesting show today. We've got a lot of guests, a lot of information we're going to be passing to you. Trevor Hutchison is back. It's fall, and Trevor's back. And Trevor, as you all know, is from Crown Body Maintenance. Is it Body Maintenance now? Is that the new name?
We still use Body Maintenance, but we usually go under Rust Control.
Rust Control.
Just so people who don't know what body maintenance is.
It always sounds like going to the gym.
That's right. Or they, you know, sometimes they think we do body work.
Okay. Yeah.
Ryan Rogers, Car Cost Canada. Ryan's going to call in, talking about all these new cars that are coming out and how long it takes them to get the information for you to buy into a new vehicle. I don't think there's a lot of discounts on brand new cars, but they apparently are hooked into the industry. And
right, exactly.
Yeah. Carrie Schmidt's going to be talking about the previous storm we had, like last night, there was white caps on our pool, literally.
The house began to twitch. The roof to pitch.
Yes, Honest to God. Yes. Yeah, they had tornadoes up in the Ottawa area.
We ain't in Kansas anymore.
Crazy stuff. So he's going to talk about a couple of trucks that got blown off the highway.
Wow.
Did you get blown off the highway?
I'm not touching that one. No, but I did see, coming down the parkway though today, I did see a bunch of trees that got knocked over.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a lot of old trees in the city, and there's a lot of them are damaged inside.
Yeah, we had something like 100,000 people without power last night too, eh?
Up north, we have a cottage up north, and the tree fell over into the neighbor's, knocked out his boat and damaged a car, and our insurance company said, too bad, act of God, we're not paying.
This was your tree?
Yeah,
my tree. Fell on the neighbor's house.
Yeah, and they're saying it's act of God.
SOL.
So you go to your own insurance company when that happens. You don't go to the neighbor's insurance company.
Okay.
I didn't learn that till now, but I'm putting up more trees.
Your tree fell on my house.
Yeah, your tree fell on my house, but you got to pay for it. Right. I love that. Anyways, and I want to remind you that we have a great contest going on. It's yours, mine, and ours. We're going to fly you down to Mexico, the Mayan Riviera, buy a hotel room and fly you home. It's round trip, and you can do that anytime from now to 2 years from now.
Wow,
but you got
to
enter by September the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, Sebastian, we're ready to leave. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about Trevor and a fantastic study they did with the University of Windsor. Their engineering facility conducted a test on untreated vehicles
and ground vehicles.
Really interesting stuff.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, we're back. Steve's away, so I'm going to be doing the intros. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, it's less oppressive. Trevor, 3 years ago, you got involved with the University of Windsor. The idea was to see if there was a difference between treated cars, which is you, and untreated cars, which is them. And I know you're not doing very well with the dealers, so let's talk about it a little bit.
Well, yeah, what the university wanted to study was a couple of things. And so they wanted to take a look at the environmental impact of keeping vehicles on the road, because in North America, the average age of vehicles is almost 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to take a look and said that by extending vehicle life, what environmental impact are they having of vehicles going to scrap yards and everything that's involved with that? But then they also wanted to take a look at safety aspects. So what they did is they went through southwestern Ontario and did a study on a couple of hundred vehicles. And they had this specific software when they took pictures of it, they could tell the percentage of rust or corrosion that was on different parts. And then they took a look at treated and untreated vehicles of different makes, models, ages, to try to assess this. And so what they came up with through this three and a half year study was the idea that untreated vehicles were 6.8, so almost seven times
more susceptible to rust.
Yeah, that's what was shown. But the next component to that was, as vehicles get older, that number rises significantly. Mm-hmm. And so they were trying to compare it with relation to the average age of vehicles to the corrosion rate based on de-icing agents, moisture, things like that.
Now, you're saying the average age of vehicles is 11-something.
Now, does that mean a car is built and 11 years later, most of them go to the wrecker?
No, it's only half of them go to the wreckers. So there must be vehicles out there which are 25 years old still running around.
Yeah, there's vehicles on the road that you know, go back into the 80s. But, I mean, on average, you know, that 11 years. So what they tried to take, they took vehicles that were brand new, that were 2 years, 5 years. And again, it wasn't just, you know, Japanese vehicles or North American vehicles, you know, Asian vehicles. They went through all of this to take a look and say, okay, what's happening, you know, to, you know, in our environment on this? And then their focus was really looking at safety. You know, where is the safety aspect that if...
So safety, we're looking at structural parts of the vehicle. We're looking at, we discussed it earlier, brake lines, which are a big issue on a lot of cars.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So you think about it because, you know, if we're keeping our vehicles longer, right, you know, not 4 or 6 years, that if the corrosion rate is rising significantly as vehicles get older, their slant on it was, what's that doing to the safety if a vehicle's in an accident, things like that.
Well, one thing I know Freeman always told me was, what's the carbon footprint to make a car? Versus what's the carbon footprint to keep it running, right? And it's there's no relationship at all.
Yeah. Right. So this really wasn't a financial study. It was really based upon the environmental impact and the safety aspect of it.
Interesting.
What ultimately does, you know, turn into money, you know, because obviously these vehicles are going to get involved in accidents, and it costs money to fix them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or they get written off, or they got to get replaced altogether.
Yeah. So, you know, they get written off, or, you know, mechanically they've been well-maintained, but the body lets them down, and so they're either into a much larger bill to bring the body up to the standard of the mechanics, or they're getting a new vehicle.
See,
and certainly from a mechanic's perspective, we prefer cars that have been sprayed because things aren't seized. Things aren't falling apart. You don't have to worry that you're going to break something by accident because it's rusted so badly.
My point was, you know, like a car is not $2,000. A car is $50,000 easily, right? By the time you finish the financing, it probably can go into $60,000. Yeah. So you're not going to replace it. Financially, it makes a lot of sense to keep a car 10 years.
Well, it really does. And it's the same thing, too, that if people didn't maintain their vehicle mechanically, spraying it would have a significantly lesser value, right?
Yes.
They go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. Go, well, you know what? I'll spray it, but I'm not going to maintain it.
Great car. Never put a penny in it.
Right. And I've spent no money for 10 years, and they think that's a good thing.
Right. And so that's the whole part of the reason that Crown's whole philosophy on not doing rust proofing or undercoating, because the connotation was you do something once, you don't do it again. That's not maintenance, right? It's the same thing with doing good maintenance that you know, and perhaps the next study that the University of Windsor will do will actually look on the aspects of a properly maintained vehicle and the financial impact it has on consumers versus ones that aren't maintained.
Now, you recommend once a year to do this. Do people actually come once a year, or do they go every other year?
You know what? The thing is, in our database, we would have a database of well over, you know, probably a million sprays a year that we do.
Yeah.
Our average return ratio is just over 80%.
Wow.
Right now.
Obviously, so people believe in the product, and they understand how it works and how you need to go back.
Well, I was telling him this morning, I bought this old Crossfire to go racing, and underneath it was very brown. It was rusted brown. And I scraped off what I could, and I sprayed it with T40, which is, it's a can of what Crown is. And so a week later, It looks clean. Mm-hmm. It really looks fantastic. So I shot it again.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good product in that. And even the process is good, but it's not magic. And that's the thing is that our job as a company is to educate people. And we feel that if we can educate people as to what they're doing, that they can extend it. Nothing's going to completely eliminate things. And frankly, for us, our best customer is an educated customer because our biggest advertiser is a customer that comes back every year because you know what? They're the ones telling their family and friends that they should do it. It's a little bit like, David, you know, if I asked you if you're a good husband and you said, oh, of course I am. Or if I asked your wife and she said, no, Dave's the best husband in the world. Much rather hear it from your wife.
You hear that, Dave?
Right? So it's the same for us. Like, you know, I can tell you how good I think we are, but it's our customers. If our customers tell other people, you know, why they think it's worth doing.
Word of mouth is the strongest form of advertising.
It really is.
Right? They always say a happy guy tells about 3-4 people. An unhappy guy, well, he tells the world.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. Did you hear what happened to me?
Yeah.
Right? And you're also not the best friend of the dealers either because they do rust protection, but it's like a one-shot deal. It's a profit source.
Yep.
And here you can do a whole 10 years for the cost of that. Yeah. Alrighty. Alan, take us out.
This is Dave's Corner Garage, of course, and if you've got any kind of mechanical question, just down the road, we will be taking some.
Yep.
But right after the break, we're going to be talking to Kerry, are we not?
Yep, Kerry Schmidt.
Police officer. OPP Sergeant. Kerry Schmidt will be here with some great information. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're out of here.
All righty. The garage door is wide open, and we're going to go and talk with the local constabulary. We don't use that word very often.
No, not really.
Right, Kerry Schmidt's on the phone. Kerry, good morning.
Am I the constabulary?
Yes.
That would be you.
Right?
All right, let's go. Red blue lights are flashing. Let's go.
We don't need no veggies. We don't need no veggies here. Kerry, big windstorm last night. Hurricanes and actually tornadoes dropped down in Ottawa. How badly does that affect traffic? Does it actually happen? Does things happen because of the wind?
You know, you'd be surprised how weather has an impact. It doesn't need to take much. And when we had that frontal system come through, it had a huge effect. We actually had a truck and a camper trailer get blown over, roll over on the 401.
Wow.
He was swerving to avoid a construction pylon that had blown in the wind. And with that wind, you get debris all over the place. I was driving through a construction zone. You couldn't see a thing. The dust was swirling. It really has an effect. It reduces visibility. Heavy rain can make it difficult, treacherous. And you don't know, traffic slows down very quickly.
Yeah, on my drive home last night, the traffic was terrible. And then part of that was due to the fact that the traffic lights were out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? There was a lot of areas with down power lines and flashing lights that weren't working anymore. And yeah, when you see those situations, you treat everything as a faraway stop. But that really does jam up traffic, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Do you find, I know lately we've been having flooding. I got caught in one of those in West Virginia. We actually lost the car. Lately, the weather's a lot more severe than it was before, or more than I can remember. Does it affect the stuff like on the 401 and that sort of things when
there's
flooding?
Well, it certainly can. And when you get standing water and you start hydroplaning, and that's why it's so important. You may think it's the summertime and you can have your slick tires, even with low tread. You know, you still got good rubber contact on the ground, but you can hit a puddle and all of a sudden you're skimming across the water, especially through construction zones. When those lanes get realigned, sometimes those drain vents are either right below you and the water's streaming right in front of you or they're clogged. And we do the spring cleanups and fall cleanups. But again, that's always an issue that we deal with, and you need to make sure your vehicle is tuned and ready and ready for the road in any condition.
Well, traffic up north should start slowing down now because of we're going into the colder weather, right? So it's your job will become easier.
Well, yeah, and once we get into the depth of winter, a lot of construction projects will be done, and they'll be opening up the highways, and they won't have that construction zone, so that's fine. It's all back to school, and everyone's in their routines now. But you never know. Emergencies happen. And one of the biggest things that we deal with are collisions and crashes that happen at the end of the line, at the end of the queue, where traffic is slowed down for some reason, a car crash, a traffic incident, construction, or any delays. And someone who's not paying attention, all of a sudden, they're going full speed into stop traffic. And that can just be absolutely deadly.
I got two questions. One, why does it take so long to clear an accident? And two, if there is a blockage and the highway is actually blocked, I don't ever see them actually diverting the cars, you know, that before the exit, before the accident. They just let them pile up and pile up and pile up. Instead of
They will try it. If it's going to be a full closure, then they're going to be diverting traffic off at the nearest exit. The problem is once you get to the exit, do you go left or do you go right, or you just follow the traffic in front of you, and they may be the blind leading the blind. So you can always look for emergency detour routes. If there's at least one lane getting by, traffic will still move, but it, obviously it takes resources to set up a full detour closure, and very often those crashes don't take that long to clean up. So if you're involved in a crash, steer it and clear it. We talk about that all the time. We've got to get these highways moving because the risk of those secondary crashes are so real. And if you're able to do that before police arrive, tow trucks will come and help you out. But even if your vehicle is drivable, if you got a flat tire, you can drive it on your rim or drive it on a low tire.
Just to get off the road. People, they don't think about it. They just stand there, look at each other, at a car, shaking each other. Why weren't you watching where you were going? Look, and it's like, get off the road, guys. You don't really need to be here.
Yeah, and don't stand between the cars.
Oh, and you know what? Standing between the cars, that is unbelievably dangerous. Because, again, someone hits that car, punts it forward, your legs are going to get caught between that car sandwich. And you're not gonna fare so well.
Right, you're stuck between a bumper and a hard place, eh?
Yeah, he is. Immense, though.
And Kerry, thanks for joining us. We got to run. Have yourself a great weekend. Drive safe.
Awesome. Thanks. You too, guys.
Oh, you're very welcome. Kerry's available at any 400 series. Just whiz by, and he'll follow you.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with your calls right after this break.
All right, we're talking about that contest. By the way, first prize is a trip to Mexico, the Mayan Riviera. Secondly, a set of Saylan tires. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, a Crown Rust Proof and Treatment. I'm going to say that right. And a set of those delicious floor mats. I love those floor mats. I've got a set of them. They weigh like 5 pounds.
They are not light.
No, but you can pour a gallon and a half of water in them.
They're durable. They are durable.
Fantastic stuff. By the way, we're just talking about towing rights. You know, if you get really stuck on the highway or you got a hit, you have the right to decide who your towing vehicle would be unless you're directed by the police. In other words, when those tow trucks show up and want to drag you to a body shop, you don't have to agree. You can send that car home, which would be the best thing, and then fix it up in the morning and find out where you're supposed to send it.
Yeah, besides, you could, if the police direct the tow truck to tow you, you can say, fine, take it off the highway.
Yes.
And drop it.
Yep.
And then you can go get your own guy.
And they're going to ask you for cash, and you're going to say, no, I can pay by credit card. That's
the new rule,
right?
Yeah.
Final bill cannot be more than 10% above the quoted price. All right. Tow operator must notify you where your vehicle will be towed. So one of the scams is here, they'll take it to one of their lots and charge you like $65 or $150, whatever it is, a day before you can get out. And the insurance company ends up paying that unless you don't have insurance. By the way, we had a story where you had a car, Mary Lou. That was the name of the car. It was his old Volvo, and its value was like $300.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke down on the 401, or she got hit or something, towed it in. The guy wanted $800 in cash. We told him to keep the car. So we ended up getting the car for $150. This Bill of Rights, which is brought to you by the CAA, by the way,
is
really important. Yeah, it's really important. You should look it up. Keep a copy in your car, and you might save yourself. Now, talking to Trevor, we're not just talking about rust proofing. You have a whole line of products that people can buy, and they're not expensive because I use some of this stuff. The T40 I use all the time. And you've got one which is like a penetrant?
Yeah, I would think this time of year, probably when people come into our Crown Centers to get their vehicle sprayed, there's a couple things they're looking for. One is the same product that we're spraying on their vehicles that they would use on a lawnmower,
snowblower,
right? Garage door. But probably our most best kept secret product is our penetrant. So we call it the solution.
I call it the spritz.
You call it the spritz. because it's fantastic, because basically what it is it's a lighter product that's got a little bit of rust inhibitor, but it's a very good penetrant. And so the advantage is that in especially as we get ready for winter, you want to put something in your locks to keep them from icing up. Having a product that's thinner, it won't tend, because our T40 product we put on vehicles, we heat that product up when we spray it, but as it gets cold, it'll tend to gel up, whereas the penetrant doesn't, because it's significantly thinner. And basically what it's trying to do is just displace moisture. So you can use that on hinges, lock. I use it on my shower, the pull to turn the shower on, right? Because, you know, it calcifies in that. You couple of squirts in there, it's perfect. So that's a great product. But
what about this Fast Wax? That's another one.
Well, that's probably the one that people notice the most. That when they come into our shop, we'll run promotions throughout the year after we wash the vehicle, is we have a product that we spray on and leave on for about a minute on the vehicle and then rinse off. And it'll last probably 3 to 4 weeks, put a shine on the vehicle. And it's fantastic. The water beads up, makes it easier to clean. And you can also buy that in our Crown Centers. Or you can go online. We have a whole retail store online
e-commerce,
where you can buy the products as well. So as people get ready for the holiday season, they want to buy products, or they want, even if you want to give a gift card to someone, you can actually purchase it and send it.
You know, when we have people over to the house, you know, what do we get? We're getting dishes all the time. We're getting little cozies for the tea.
Yes.
Nobody ever comes over and gives us a set of wrenches.
You're going to get some better people coming over.
You know, I go visit my buddy in Montreal. I bring him a whole cart of pliers.
Now you can bring a six-pack of T40.
Yeah,
there you go.
$25.95. That was the thing for this box, which is called a mixer, right? And it's got those rust-proofing with it. It's got salt eliminator and solution. And, you know, hey, here, bud, instead of me giving your wife another set of dishes, which is going in the drawer somewhere, or re-gifting,
cheap
just something
of wine?
To use.
Sure.
Yeah. What are we having tonight? I think we'll have some rust salt eliminator.
A little spritz on it.
Now, as we're coming into the fall, though, Trevor, is best that people come in, you know, wait a little longer, or they should come in as soon as possible?
They're not going to get in.
Well, there is the challenge, is that you start phoning up now, and you want a specific appointment. You know, you may be maybe a few days to a week, depending. If, you know, we have a lot of people now that just say, I want to drop my vehicle off for the day, for half a day, and you'd have no problem. But yeah, as we get closer, it's like with winter tires, right? People wait and wait, then the snow goes and they want to get winter tires on. You know, you just, that's us.
Well, our lives are really busy.
Yeah.
Right? Well, exactly. But winter tires, you know, that's a product that you do want to wait till it gets a little colder. Sure. But with your crown protection, you can do that right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually better to do it now because it's not that cold.
It is much better because actually the product spreads better.
Yep, it spreads better. And if you got a black car in the summer, it spreads a lot.
It does.
Anyways, we'll be talking to Ryan Rogers.
Right after the break, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, we're back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. My name's Dave Redinger. Alan Gelm is with me.
That'd be me.
Trevor Hutchison from Crown. We used to call him the Crown Prince, but he's been elevated since then.
A lateral movement.
Ryan Rogers is on the phone. Ryan is with Car Cost Canada. I was talking to him this morning in the green room, and we were finding out that cars have different values in different regions. Ryan, good morning.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So we were talking about, I was looking up getting a Corvette, you know, because I got a few years left of me and I want to hit the big time. And so the Corvettes, they're looking like $70,000 for the vehicle here in Toronto. But is there different prices in different areas? If I go to Oshawa, would it be better?
Well, you know, Dave, the first thing you should do is definitely, you know, generate a dealer invoice price report on that vehicle just to kind of determine how much markup there is.
So how do they do that? Tell Dave how to do it, because he's an old guy, he forgets.
Yeah, no problem.
I can't remember.
You know, just to start off, what you would do is you'd go to carcostcanada.com, and you would, you know, you would simply build and price your car. You would see a button to choose the make and the model. You know, you'd go through the process, pick the options you want, and then become a free trial member, and then you would get your report.
Okay,
now,
perfect.
Once you actually get that report on the specific vehicle, I've done an example here, so I'll kind of explain what you'll see. You'll see the invoice price, all of the incentives that are on the car, and all the, you know, lease and finance rates. Now, to get into the pricing, you know, what's the best price? Where do I get the best price? you're really going to need to have that information on hand first. And regionally, you know, it all depends on a couple of factors. One is where the, you know, is there a lot of competition? Is there a good number of dealers in that location? And two would really be, you know, what's the dealer's allocation? How many units do they have? That kind of thing.
So another the question really here is, if I buy it out of town and I'm serving it in town, is there a better relationship, or they're not happy to see me, or?
You know, we always recommend for people to try their local dealer first and determine like kind of the price range that they're going for. So we always say on most new cars that, you know, 3 to 5% over cost is a good deal. So if you can talk to your local dealer first, offer them a fair deal with a fair markup over cost, and they're willing to entertain that, you know, it is always better to try out your local dealer first. On a car like, you know, the Stingray, you're probably going to be looking at the higher end of the range there, because there is, you know, a lot more markup in this than there is in most high volume vehicles. But we do recommend people trying their local dealer first.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the advantage too, though, don't forget, Dave, is that, you know, if people have some issue with warranty right at the beginning, you know, then they usually are told to go back to the selling dealer.
Yeah.
So obviously, if it's close by, that'd be better than having to drive 100
Rochester,
miles.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Going back to Rochester.
Yeah, yeah.
The other question I had for you was, they just introduced the new Cadillac XT4, which is their entry into the midsize SUV market. How long does it take you to get information? So, say I want to buy an XT4. You won't have it right away.
So our general rule of thumb is if the vehicle is available and you can see the MSRP on the dealer's website, we should have that information on our website on our end. So if the MSRP has been released, we should have the dealer costing information. Now, what we always recommend is if people are you know, browsing our website and they want a vehicle and they don't see it up, to give us a call, and, you know, there's certain things we can do to try to expedite the process if necessary. But yeah, that's generally the rule of thumb, is when the MSRP is released, we'll have the dealer cost information.
You know, I have to admit, when I bought my current car, I did use you, and I saved $7,000.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, it really was. There was you had given me about $4,000 worth of incentives that were available, and then I kept arguing what an ugly car it was.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's really the other big thing here, is all of the incentives you may or may not know about. You know, brands like GM often have a lot of these incentives, and to be honest with you, it's, you know, the manufacturer pretty much leaves it up to the dealer to advertise them, and, you know, they may not always advertise all of these incentives. Some are hidden, so, you know, that's really another big reason why you'd want to run a report, just to see what easy money there is, or, you know, basically money you didn't know you had access to.
All right, so their website is called Car Cost Canada.
Yeah, carcostcanada.com, and you'll see a button to generate a free report, and that's really the best way to start.
Super. Ryan, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
I'll be on the site after the show.
Make sure you get Davey a good deal on that Corvette, eh?
I will. I'll do my best.
Thank you. And a shoehorn to get his big bucket in and out.
No, I'm going to see my back surgeon first. All right, Dave's Corner Garage, with his phone lines are open.
No, they're not the open. They're full. Well, we're going to get right to those calls right after this break.
All righty then. Let's start the segment of the show. There is a recall, which I have to tell you about, which I don't know. If you have a lawnmower bought between January 1st, 94, or in December 31st, 2012, you have a right to get money back.
Okay.
So there was a class action brought up by these lawyers that said the horsepower labeling was actually higher than the horsepower that the lawnmower supplied.
Higher than. And why could you get money back? So you got a lawnmower that was more powerful than what they were telling you.
No, it was less powerful than they were telling you.
Okay.
So they were saying 5 horsepower, and it was probably 4.5 or something.
Right.
So there was this class action lawsuit. So look up. The law firm is called Consumer Law Group.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved with them, and there might be money there for you.
What kind of lawnmower does it have to be?
They were docking it with actually all of them.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. So they all made the different deals and settlements, and apparently there's money there. So if you got a lawnmower, I go out and buy a lawnmower just to get this.
All right, we're going to head to the phones now. We've got Mike and Ajax, who's got a Hyundai.
Hyundai.
And they need to be sprayed, I think. Mike, what do you think?
Good morning, gentlemen. You're having way too much fun, as usual. An 08 Hyundai Sonata. Where the heck would the block heater be? I called a dealer, and they said, well, we have to ask a technician, and that costs money.
Well, does it actually come with one?
I don't know. They said, well, maybe it doesn't come with one.
Is there a cord somewhere like near the back?
I've looked around. It's up and down. I haven't put it up in the hoist to look underneath it.
A lot of cars don't come with them. I mean, there may, in fact, not be one. But normally what you're going to find, as Dave said, you'll find it looks like a kettle, a cord that you would put.
Actually, I've installed them before, so I just don't know.
Yeah. We refer to that as lunch bag letdown.
Oh, damn. Hey, should I get this thing crowned?
Yes.
With an 08?
An 08. Have you ever had it sprayed before?
No, this car is new to me.
Is it new to you? You know what I would do is we've got a shop on Westney Road.
Mm-hmm.
I would take it in there, let them take a look at it for you, Mike.
Okay.
Because what they'll do is they'll get it up on the hoist and tell you, because like Alan was talking about it earlier, in cases like that, you may have brake lines that are really corroded, things like that.
Right.
But what they want to look for is if there's any noticeable body damage, because they may say to you, look, get this fixed first, come back, and then we'll spray it, and then we can help you protect it.
Okay, and who do I ask for in there?
So talk to Barb, and you know what we're going to do is we're going to send you a certificate for $50 off of the application as well.
Oh, that's sweet.
Help you out.
Have you got a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you text me at 905-567-5500, the hotline?
567-5500.
Or just go to the website, Dave's Corner Garage.
567-6500?
5500.
5500.
Yeah.
Oh, just like your age, okay.
Yeah, well, no, I wish. But I was going to say, if you lose that number, just go to our website, davescornergarage.com, push contact, and everything will come up for you.
Okay. All right, Mike, good luck.
Thank you very much.
All righty, goody.
I'm kind of confused, though. I'm thinking that even if a car has some rust, it's still a good idea to spray it.
It is. There are instances.
Because it's going to stop it from getting worse, right?
It will help it. But there are sometimes people, because our product isn't designed to cover things up, what happens, especially when you have a rusty vehicle, mm-hmm. if we can't show it to people, when we spray it for the first time, like a vehicle like this that's 10 years old, rust will actually start bleeding out. It'll actually look like it may be rusting more than it was before. And that's why we like to show it to people, right?
Okay.
And it goes back that if we can educate people as to what's happening, then they understand it. If somebody comes in and they get it sprayed, they come back and go, what in the world's going on? It's rusting now.
Right,
and I got
so
it
now
crowned.
I see rust where I never saw it before.
You got it.
And it looks dry. That's the other thing.
The frame will soak it up and go, I saw it sprayed, but now it looks dry. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. We're going to go after the break to Brian and Scarborough, who's talking about rust on a runner. I guess that's a Nissan 4Runner.
That would be a 4Runner.
Yeah. So we'll take a quick break, Alan.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back with great more information just for you.
All righty then. Next phone call up is Brian.
And Scarborough on line 4. Brian, what do you got?
Yes, I got a 2011 4Runner, mm-hmm. which I bought in 2013, and they asked me if I wanted it rust checked, their rust coating. I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did the body, but they didn't do the undercarriage.
Mm.
Now, the type that's on it is, it sticks on the doors.
Right.
So can I just get the undercarriage done, or?
This is a Nissan 4Runner?
No, this is
Toyota.
Toyota 4Runner.
Okay. Were you aware that there's a recall on the frames and those things?
No.
Okay. First thing, before you get the thing done at a Crown store, you should go to Toyota and have them inspect the frame. If there is a rust hole larger than, I think it was 10 millimeters, they will do something like up to even replacing the frame. So there is a problem with the frame on those vehicles. So contact your dealer. I have him inspect that. If everything's okay, Crown is the place you got to go, and you won't hurt it, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. You should go back and get that taken look at by the dealer, because the manufacturer does have a recall on
it.
Yeah. I never heard of that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Unless you're into the industry, you're not involved in that information. So definitely get in touch with your dealer and resolve that first.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
Very good.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to Bill next in Guelph, who's got a Chevy Cruze. What can we do for you, Bill?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a 2014 Chevy Cruze.
Yep.
And the lease is coming up on the car, and I was thinking about maybe buying it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like your take on the car itself for, like, durability and reliability. And I figure I can pay it off within the next 2.5 years. And I've owned two other new cars, and they both lasted me 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking if I can get this paid off in like in about 2.5 years, I'll be home free for a few years as far as car payments go.
What's the buyout on the car?
It's $9,300.
Go to a site called VMR Canada.
What's that again? Sorry.
V for Victory, M for Mother, and R because I'm a Redinger.
VMR, okay.
Canada.
Yeah.
All right. Look up your car and see what its value actually is. If right. the value is close to what you're buying it for, I think definitely it's a decent car. You should be buying it.
Right. Okay.
Right. And if you
and one other question, guys, about the rust proofing.
Yep. Yep.
Is I haven't had it rust proofed at all. But if I decide to buy it out, is it too late to? It's probably never too late to get it rust proof. But would there be much damage to the car as far as the undercarriage goes and that?
I wouldn't think there would be, but it would definitely be worth doing. If you want to get it to 11 years, you absolutely should do it. And you know, we'll help you out with that too. We'll send you a $50 gift certificate to get you started on this.
Yeah, so go to the website davescornergarage.com, push contact, get your name in there, and we'll send you out a coupon.
Okay, then fine.
All right, Bill, take care.
Bill.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, last call. We're
going to talk to Rob in Hamilton, who's got a transmission question. Rob.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a 2013 Kia Optima.
Mm-hmm.
I just had the tranny serviced. And my question is, when did they stop taking dipsticks? I know I've got an 05 Sunfire as well,
mm-hmm.
and there's no dipstick in the transmission. When did they stop putting them in?
At least 10 years ago in some vehicles. You know, some of the higher-end cars, Mercedes and whatnot, no dipsticks. The manufacturer claims that they just didn't want people messing with it anymore. But the transmission guys will tell you that was like a silly idea.
Well, that's what I think.
Right.
I mean, my buddy's got an 09 Cadillac. They just had to do the tranny. He's only got 140. But if you can't check and see if it's leaking, and someone said, well, if there's oil on the ground, but it doesn't always hit the ground. Sometimes it'll hit something hot.
Exactly. Sometimes it only leaks when you're moving. So when you finally park the car, it's not dripping anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just wondered. And then the list they gave me, it's only got 60K in this car. And they want to rebuild it already. I said, you know what, I'll come back and we'll do the radiator next time. And they want to put new spark plugs in it, and they wanted $250 for 4 spark plugs.
And that's for a car with 60 Ks on it?
Yeah, and I just come back from Montreal, and I went there and back on about $110 a gas at today's prices.
You know what, if you're worried about the tranny, we used to have a sponsor, Mr. Transmission. They check it for free.
No, I'm not worried about it because I just had it done. But I just wondered, like on my buddy's Cadillac, he had to have his done, and he had it done on Mr. Transmission.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, and totally agree with your rust check stuff because I get all my cars done, and I've never, like, they last forever. And
exactly
it's
right.
not just the body,
That's
it's
great.
The doors open and close, and everything seems to work better.
Seems solid.
Do we have to send you a check or what?
Yeah, maybe after my wife, I
don't. You too,
sounds
eh?
Fair. Well, Rob, thanks for taking the time. We do appreciate you calling in with that.
No problem.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Right. So, Crown has been around since 1986.
I
got socks older than that, I got to tell you. It's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And it's not a real company, it's a co-op.
Well, it is a real company, but it is a co-op, yeah.
It's a co-op, it's not a corporation.
So we're owned by our dealer group.
Yeah. So when you're actually getting the car rust-proof, the guy you're dealing with is the guy that owns the... Yeah, exactly.
You got it.
Right. So crown.com
is
available. You can scoot on there and listen to their story. There's music, there's videos, there's
lights,
dancing girls,
pictures,
everything you want. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, gentlemen.
You can scoot.
Alan, thank you.
You can scoot there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And Sebastian, without you, nothing happens. Sebastian is our operator editor, and he does a great job.
We got to get some of that crown for the seats. Did you hear how squeaky they were?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
idea.
That's
T40.
Not the seat, that's your knees. All right. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down.
We'll see you next week, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.